This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Coca-Cola's top scientist is resigning after almost a dozen years over the scandal of having funded reports to dilute understanding of health impacts of sugared drinks on obesity. Turing Pharmaceuticals has reneged on its promise of lowering the price from $750 on a 62-year-old pill. Instead, it claims it would reduce copays and provide without cost to qualified uninsured with incomes at or below 500% of the federal poverty level. New contracts between the UAW and the Big Three automakers will finally eliminate two-tier wage scales over time that have been in place since 2007, but also may mean only premium and successful models will be built in the USA. Bloomberg reports that Walmart hired Lockheed Martin to monitor worker and union protest activity in 2012 and 13. Walmart's global security division acquired the services of a Lockheed unit called LM Wisdom, which describes itself as an operation that monitors and analyzes rapidly changing open source intelligence data that has the power to incite organized movements, riots, and sway political outcomes. In plain English, the Lockheed analysts were monitoring social media sites. Geneva-based food giant Nestle has revealed that workers at its seafood suppliers in Thailand face abuse and exploitation, including slavery. The report commissioned by the company itself found forced labor, human trafficking, and child labor to be systemic in the Thai fishing industry and indicates that almost all U.S. and European companies purchasing seafood from Thailand are likely to have the same abuses in their supply chains. Comcast has been alerted to an investigation by the Justice Department focused on monopolization of the spot cable ad sales business where Comcast offers service. The U.S. inquiry into bribing by Walmart has shifted to Brazil, where a $500,000 payment to assist in opening two stores has gathered attention. Scientists using a vast number of data points now estimate there are 6 quintillion gallons of groundwater in the upper 1.2 miles of the Earth's crust. Obesity has risen in adults from 32% 10 years ago to 38% now. Sexually transmitted diseases are also rising and now, according to the government, are at epidemic levels. Speaking in Nairobi, Pope Francis said, "Be concerned for the needs of the poor and reject everything that leads to prejudice and discrimination." Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathian. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.